Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Blat out. And welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod. I am joined by the kind of unofficial co-host at this point. But he's getting his name known on these internet streets, visiting all these Comic Cons and interviewing my favorite peoples and shit. It's my man Chris from the movietrailerreviews.net website and movietrailerreviews.the podcast. What's going on, dog?
What's going on, man? I almost didn't do it today. Like, you hit me up saying, hey, can you do the show? And I was like, damn, I'm doing the gaming and then some. Then I got the comic book club at 6. I'm like, I'm going to be really tired, but I'm like, fuck it, man. I got to do this today.
So, oh, man. Like, it was no pressure. If you wouldn't have done it, you know, we just wouldn't have did the show.
I know there's no pressure, but at the same time, it's like, man, this shit I want to talk about, but I won't be able to talk about. And I'm having you guys on the insanity check tomorrow. And I was like, I don't want to spend the time talking about it there. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to use Rod Show. Get the news out that way. So.
It definitely works for us, man. Of course, we also have, Neo Nerd and also person that's been on the show many, many times, Karen.
How y'all doing out there?
Great, great. Thanks for coming on. And we have lastly, a man who's been on the show on again and off again. This time he's on again. You might know him from the Black Astronauts podcast. It's my man Aaron, aka Ashy3Classy on Twitter. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Chilling, man. Thanks for coming on.
Nah, man. You know, anytime y'all can give me the call, I'm always here if I can make it. That's... I always just ask, I was thinking about what Chris said. Because, you know, I had a little bit to do today, too. And I was like, man, what would Rod do? Like, Rod does. Rod and Karen do 37 shows a day. I can do this one.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, we appreciate
Thank
it,
you.
Man.
Thank you for not being a good daddy to spend time with us on the Nerd Off.
Oh, yeah. I am definitely a terrible daddy right now.
Yeah, he said he had been on the internet arguing with nerds all day anyway.
Yeah, I had.
It was like, you might as well come on here and vent some of that frustration in, man.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it, man. We always start the show off the same way. We talk about what we've been playing, what we've been watching. There's really so much that everybody's been watching.
Fuck yes.
I'm sure we're going to have some overlapping stuff. So, you know, I'll start with you, Cared, and then, you know, I'll try to like... Everybody just try not to copy each other. So, if Karen brings up shit that everybody's watching, don't worry about it. We'll go to the next thing. Unless you want to add something about that topic, which is absolutely fine. So, Karen, go ahead. What have you been watching? What have you been playing? What have you been reading?
Okay, before I get started, my list is long, really long. So, I'm just going to set it up front because I've been watching the hell out of a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. First of all, this is my first year watching American Horror Story. So me and Roger have been watching American Horror Story Freak Show with that fucking scary ass clown who pops up everywhere like fucking herpes. You're like, where the fuck do you come from and why are you constantly popping up everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really, really good. I have really, enjoyed it, because at first when they was doing the previews, I was like, fuck no, I'm not watching that bullshit. But what's so funny is that I love Walking Dead and love The Strain, so I was like, how can you watch that, Karen, and not watch this right here? But I was like, I draw my line at clowns because I want to continue to enjoy the circus.
Yeah, it is good, but it's also good in a very like... it's like a very hokey way. Like, to me, it's not even scary, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure what, like, when I see people tweeting about like, oh, I cried during this scene, or I was so scared, I'm always like, how are you getting these emotions from this corny ass show? But whatever, man, it is fun to watch. So
it is.
I'm cool with that. And
clowns,
I like trolling.
Yo, niggas are scared of clowns, bruh.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Is that
it's
what
clowns.
It is? Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I like clowning the people that get scared and shit. Cause like, a very nice character ended up dying at the end of last episode. And, I was trolling the fuck out of people. Like,
yeah, I was hurt.
He got sent. He was like this adorable little, like, simple character that's dressed in like feathers and shit.
Right.
And everybody loves him. He can only say one word, which is like meek.
Meek.
Mm-hmm. Meep. So, everybody's like, no, not me. No, cause they framed him for murder. They sent him into jail and the people in jail was clearly gonna like kill him and shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, the worst part is they didn't even show the rapes that happened to Meep, which, you know, I was like, you know, they raped the hell out of that dude. Everybody was like, no, no, Rod.
Right. I was protesting too. Like, no, son, no.
Yeah. Go ahead, Karen. Next show.
Yeah. And I was there for everything. I was there for, Angela Bassett and her three titties.
Yeah, she got three titties, a dick, and a pussy. I was right. Like, she got everything in this episode.
Yes, I was there for that. I also been watching Blackish, which I have really, really been enjoying. 30 minutes is the perfect time for that show.
Now, hold up now, Karen. I feel like some of this isn't nerd stuff. You just naming stuff you've been watching.
Oh, my bad.
Let's keep it nerdy, man. Keep it nerdy, all right?
Okay, then.
Can't just be like, oh, I was watching The Voice.
No, The Voice is not on here. My bad. Okay. But I've been watching Legend of Korra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The last four episodes of the last season are actually on Hulu Plus, if you guys didn't know that. I didn't know that. It got taken off the air.
Right.
Abruptly. And they were like, go to the website. Well, you can also go to Hulu Plus if you have a membership. It's, you know, no additional charge. You can watch the last four episodes of that. And you can watch, they have English versions for people like that do care about this shit, like me and Karen, of Naruto Shippuden.
Right.
And like Bleach and several other anime, and they're further along than the DVDs. So we were getting them off of the DVDs. The DVDs are actually behind the English dub version of Naruto on Hulu Plus. Same thing, I think, with Bleach.
Yeah.
And a couple other ones.
Yeah. And I, like I said, Roger covered some of mine. I've been watching Bleach, been watching, Naruto. And it's actually further than, Cartoon Network too. Their versions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching Flash, which I have really, really enjoyed. Flash has actually been a really good show. I've enjoyed it from the start to finish. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed the crossover with the Arrow, which I've also been watching, but I've enjoyed the crossover that they did with the Arrow and all that good
stuff.
You
know, I thought the crossover was just like, matter of fact, you know what I mean? It was like a cool moment. But I like that the two shows don't need each other. Like,
no, they don't.
It's two completely different type of realities and tones. And that's always been the best thing about DC in the comic books and in their animated movies and shit, is that you bring in all these characters together that have completely different vibes. And, man, I can't believe they're just knocking it out the park in the live action version.
Yeah. The special effects.
Hold on, Karen. You gotta let them get in.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What are you gonna say, Aaron?
Well, no, I was just gonna say, I was just thinking about that crossover. It was so matter-of-factly. Like, it was just, like you said, it was just there. Like, 10 years ago, if anything like that was to happen, bruh, it would be, people would be jumping out of the ceiling. Like, if all of a sudden, can't remember a comic book show that came on back in the day. But 10 years ago, if a Green Arrow would have called Flash, niggas would have been passing out in the aisles.
Right.
Like, now it's just like, oh, that happened.
Yeah, we had that entire Adam West Batman run, and I still can't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember one other DC character that was a good guy showing up. Like, it would have just been dope as fuck if he just had one episode where, like, suddenly Green Arrow's there.
Yo, they didn't even start doing that until, like the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't start doing that until, like, season 4 or 5.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get a big crossover between both shows for their 8th episodes for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it doesn't need it. Mm-hmm. And this episode, like, you didn't even know. Like, you saw Barry talking. You're like, who the fuck is he talking to?
Mm-hmm.
And they pan over and you see Oliver. And you're like, nigga, come on, yo, really?
Yeah, like, he just picked up the phone. Was like, yeah, I can use some advice.
Oh, and then in the season premiere of Arrow, they show you when that happened. Yeah. And he actually called them. I'm like, yo, that's dope. You know,
it's right.
They throw it into both of them, and it's just there, and it's not like not a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. It was just, we don't need this to make this show good, but here's a tip of our hat, guys. And that was dope, man.
Yeah.
Karen, what was the next one?
Oh, I was also going to say the special effects for the Flash are beautiful. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that they spent money in the budget. For, like, when he's running fast and the special effects and the people that he's fighting against and their powers, I really like that they're doing it the right way. Something that maybe 10 to 15 years ago people wouldn't even have thought was possible.
Well, special effects have come a long way in a very short period of time. These are movie-level special effects for TV shows. The only one where I saw, like, a little bit of, like, okay, this is because of the TV budget, was when he fought Multiplex last week, and Multiplex multiplied like times 1,000 or some shit. And like, there's a couple like stiff moments where he was like, all right, I get it. You don't have to have a CGI to do all this shit. But that was like, that was like 4 seconds. Like, and it was just enough to show you like, this nigga made 1,000 clones, dog. You know what I mean? And that was like, that's all you really needed to get from that scene anyway. But yeah, everything else has been perfect. The storm effects, the everything, even on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it is it's not just a TV budget. And this was when we talked. Remember when they first said that Arrow was going to do superpowers? And we and you were both were like, man, on a TV budget though, you're going to do the Flash? I don't know about that, man. Like, I mean, it looks better than like I think Josh Whedon has his work cut out for him to make, you know, Quicksilver look better than the Flash on TV, because I still think the Flash on TV, his effects look better than the Quicksilver in Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry, they do. Yeah. They nailed being a speedster better than we've seen anywhere on in movies. Like, and this is coming from the network that did Smallville, and we know what they did in Smallville, and that's why everybody was so worried. It's like, his effects is good, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, like, I do love the Days of Future Past scene, but it was because, you know, it was like an IMAX, you're in a big-ass theater, they're showing, like, each drop of the rain and all this shit, and it's cool. It's, the, like, one of the coolest moments in that movie. But this nigga is running for, like, 15 minutes of show, dog.
Right.
Like, I really was, when they announced this, I was like, well, just don't ruin it. You know what I mean? I trust CW, so I'm sure it'll be fun. But I was thinking, like, they'll have him run, like, once or twice every episode. Nah, he uses powers, like, almost every scene that's not, like, a exposition scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's using his powers in some form. In the costume, not in the costume. Like, even, like, that one scene where he's talking to,
Iris? Oh, yeah.
Iris, and then he wants to tell her how he feels, so he starts running around doing it in fast motion.
That was so good.
Man, like, I was just like, damn, this, what a dope use of this fucking, you know, his power.
Dude, not only that, but I this is, again, another reason why I had to be on the show, because I knew we were going to bring up the Flash. Can we talk about the black fatherhood moment with the white son?
Son!
This might be the first time in any kind of media history we have a black fatherhood moment with a black father talking to basically his white son, and he was jaw emotional, yo.
What, nigga? Oh, man. I had head tilt for a second, dog. When he finally broke down, I was like, you know what? You are my dad, too, and I need to recognize that. I was like, that was so good.
Yo, I was over there looking at my daughter like, yeah. That's all right.
Right.
Trying to hold back them thug tears.
Cause in the beginning, the thing I like about the Flash is that, like, his dad just worries about him. It's not like the typical, like, I'm a police officer, damn it. Stay out of the way. His thing is like, look, dog, you don't know how to fight. You ain't bulletproof.
Right.
I don't understand these powers that you got. You don't either. So, like, sit your ass down. Like, you're not a police officer. You're a crime scene technician. Stop trying to, like, solve crimes and shit. But I love that the characters, like, get it so fast. And it's like, normally, you know, like, with Arrow, they had to, you know, drag it out. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was keeping secrets. It was a different type of show. With The Flash, he already got friends. They already understand his powers. They already want him to help him fight crime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that difference. Like, it's not this shadow secret, like, let me lie to you to protect you. He's just, the only person being lied to is Iris. So, yeah, I love it, man.
Can I say one more thing about that black fatherhood moment that people kind of overlooked? He stormed into Star Labs.
And he shot a nigga.
Star Labs, like, I need to know what's going on.
Yo, he also shot that dude in cold blood. Like, that clone turned around, he was like, bam! Then he just walked in like, what's going on? What happened? What'd I just do? But yeah, I also loved, like, he kind of has a black origin story anyway. Like, his real dad is in prison.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got raised by a black family. His speed is to run fast. That's his power. Running real, them fast twitch muscles. He damn near a black superhero, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I fucks with Barry.
Iris is very fine.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, yeah, that pink dress. Jesus. Like, the first episode, I'm not going to front. I was kind of like, I don't get why he's so head over heels with her. I mean, that's just his buddy. Man, she came in that pink dress. I said, oh, I get it. My bad. Yeah. Yeah, you going to, yeah, I see how you mad at her detective boyfriend. Like, Barry and that friend's on hard, dog.
Yeah.
He can't run out of that one.
He was looking bitter as shit. Dog, when he angrily was like, y'all might as well kiss, I already know. And they did, he was like, ugh, motherfucker.
I was like, dude, oh, no, dude, you can't say that because they're going to do it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, thanks for being so cool about it, Barry. I'm like, oh.
He played that friend zone. He writing a book right now.
Yeah, man. He looked like, God damn it, why'd I even say something, man? I was trying to hate. All right, Karen, next show.
Well, we talked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and May.
We didn't really talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but go ahead.
Okay, you brought it up. Yeah. We talked about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. May. May is a beast. May is like, word, you won't beat me? Okay. And proceeded to whoop that woman's ass in a slip in a bra.
Yeah. I do love S.H.I.E.L.D. tech episodes because they didn't even really need a supervillain this week. Which I think everybody thought they were going to go supervillain of the week mode. And this one was just a regular spy type thing, which I felt like, you know, we got some last year, but this year it feels like even more advanced, especially since we know how Ward betrayed them and shit. So we kind of get the idea like, oh, there's a lot of subterfuge, a lot of backstabbing. And the only thing I hope is that I hope those Hydra masks don't become a big thing.
True.
Because that was one of the things that turned me off from fucking Mission Impossible 2. When they overuse the mask. Just,
yeah.
As long as they don't overuse the mask, I'm cool. Like, I hope they can come up with some way to be like, oh, we can see that. We figured out this technology and the mask thing. We can see through it now or something. Because I just don't want it to get to the point where, like, they keep doing that teaser shit where it's like, Coulson is dead! And then they rip the mask off and it's not Coulson. Like, nah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't overdo that shit. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. But yeah. You're right. I was thinking of it along the lines of, they just did it to have the tie-in to Winter Soldier again.
Mm-hmm. But
you're right. Yeah, I hope they don't do it. Yeah, damn, now you got me worried about it.
Yeah, no, man. I thought
they're like, damn it.
Yeah, that was the only thing, because sometimes they get a hold of that plot device. And they start, and you know, bad writers typically start thinking of like, but wouldn't it be cool if we made it where Nick Fury got shot and everybody thought he was dead? Then at the end, we revealed that it was never him. It's like, no, actually, that wouldn't be cool at all, motherfucker. Like, it was cool the first time. Like, the 75th time, I gotta be like, War's not really dead, is he? I don't know. See if he got a mask on. Fuck that, man. So I need them to chill out on the mask thing a little bit. But other than that, man, I love that episode, and anything Melinda May does, dog, it's gonna be good. Like, she was talking so much shit when she was getting tortured.
So much shit, yo.
You know, she was looking all good, tied up and shit, man.
Did you see dude's face when he turned around and realized she got free?
He like a horror movie.
At that door?
She rushed him like the Hulk, yo.
And that's a main villain, too. That's not like a side villain.
Yeah, she broke her chair. The only reason he's alive is because Coulson was getting his ass whooped outside. And she had to go out there and beat herself up. Man, she was she was like, I studied all your moves. She was like, well, it's time to try some new ones. She broke that girl neck, man.
On a side note, that's one character I would not mind going into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like the actual movies. I wouldn't mind seeing her in like a Cap movie. Like just for like a solo. Not a big thing, but just like a few minutes of her in there like messing people up.
On some real shit, man, I could understand them doing any of these TV people into that S.H.I.E.L.D. universe in Captain America and shit. Cause you don't have to use them for much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can just have them like standing around or have somebody relay an order to them and then just have them go off. And that could be like in the movie universe, that could be 2 minutes. And in real like TV universe, that could be like 5 episodes. Like,
right.
Hey, we need you to get this one thing for us. And in the movie, they go get the one thing. Or maybe in the movie, you just show them bringing like an item or something. But then in the TV universe, that could have been like a 4-episode thing. They did it so flawlessly with Captain America 2. I mean, no reason they can't do that shit again. So yeah, I'd love to see them get more than just like Sitwell or somebody in there. Get some of these other people.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. They don't need to, but you know, if they want to is what I'm saying.
At this point, man, whatever they want to do, I'm down with it because they've proven to be, you know, like it's such a wonderful time because I remember when it wasn't that long ago when none of this shit was good. You know, we were making excuses. And I'm like, at this point, like, you have to make excuses for why shit isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Like, honestly, we're at the point where the rumor mill doesn't. I haven't heard a rumor that bothered me in, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Because, and even the rumors that aren't true, that sound crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, they can make that work. You know, Joker ain't finished going to be Doctor Strange. I don't know why that wouldn't work. Hey man, what I heard was Taye Diggs gonna be Doctor Strange. Oh, cool, they're going with a black group. All right, cool.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Like, everything is like, when I see the trailers, I will let y'all know when I'm mad, because I haven't been mad at none of these movies in so long. And the TV shows as well, man. Karen, next show?
Yeah, you had brought up Arrow, but we really didn't talk about Arrow. The thing about Arrow is that there was a black fatherhood moment in that when dude was talking and he was like, well, we name our daughter Sarah. I was like,
oh, Diggle.
Oh,
yeah, Diggle. Daddy Diggle, man.
I was like, oh.
He said, I noticed that mean much right now, but.
So the thing about Arrow is, it always starts off this way. You're like, I mean, it's good, but it just seems like it's missing something. It seems like we're reverting. And then you just know, like, I'm a veteran, so I know that all this little shit that's happening now, and some of it's not little, because obviously Sarah's definitely not little. But I'm just like, yo, by the time this show ends, we're going to be, it's going to be ridiculous.
Dog, let's just talk about Arrow first.
Let's get this out the way.
All right, check this out, man. Do people realize everything that's happening in the first 2 episodes is still because Slade beat the fuck out of his life?
Right.
Yes.
Just like, him.
Thank you.
Slade won, dude.
Yeah, he told him he was going to take everything.
He killed his mama. He made his sister leave. He fucking stole his company. Money. He took his money. Like, everything. Like, this nigga can't even be with Felicity, who he finally realizes he loves. Cause he's so scared of being himself cause his life sucks. Oh my God, dude. Like, I almost want them to just have a 5-second at the end of an episode, like, where somebody comes to Slade's cell and tells him, like, all the
how fucked up it is.
Yeah. And he just starts smiling.
Yeah. Like, that's it. And then he just go back to doing sit-ups or some shit. Like, cause like, he won, dude. Like, this man, Felicity left it. It's like she want to go work at the new company for Ray. Like, shit is getting real, dog. But yeah, all this, and here's the thing. This is probably the happiest it's gonna be.
Right.
Like, this is actually pretty happy for their lives. Like, if you consider, like, what they normally go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they actually handled Sarah's death pretty well so far. Like, Laurel took it bad, but if you look at the other people, they was kind of like, damn, Sarah dead.
She the only one that really snapped.
You know, shit, my man, Oliver was basically like, damn, this reminds me of when my mama died.
Dude, Oliver had a moment when he talked to Felicity, when he was like, and it was so real, and this is how I knew it was different, it was a different Oliver from then when they first started. He was like, listen, I don't have the luxury of falling apart. And I was like, she's not going to like hearing that shit. But that is so fucking true, and it is just—he's right. He doesn't have. He had everybody looking at him to be a leader.
He hit her with doing. He hit her with that great moments in white privilege music.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, you get to cry and shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in this bitch crying, y'all would be like, oh, fuck him. He's broken. Fuck this cause.
Right. Why am I following you?
Yo, can we talk about how good Brandon Roth is though?
He's so good.
Mm. He the best troll ever, dog.
But like, he's just like, best troll and stalker, yo.
Hey, yes. He's like that arrogant nerd, but like he's intelligent too, and he's not really a bad guy. He's just kind of a bad guy.
He's like Slade level troll, but like back when Slade was in the suit and he will do shit like come to Oliver's house. Like, he that level, like, where he just, like, does so much petty little shit. When he bought the fucking, like, data tech company she worked for,
mm-hmm.
just to be like, technically you do work for me. And she was like, well, I quit. And then he was just like, all right, then. But just want you to know, I know this ain't really about me. And whenever you work out whatever it is, you know,
you'll come. Be back.
I'll be here.
Like, he was right. So that dude is good, man.
Who would have ever thought that he played Superman? Fuck out of here.
Dog, I know, but...
No, the crazy thing about it is he's good. That's how I know that movie is bad, and this is why I hate Bryan Singer.
Yeah. It's not his fault.
No, it's not.
Dude, forget, he was good in Scott Pilgrim. Remember that
kid? Mm. He was so good.
He was big in Superman, yo.
Yo, he... Dog, first of all, it's not his fault that movie sucked.
No, right. It's not.
They decided to make that emo Superman movie that about a dude that was a deadbeat dad. Like,
right.
Didn't nobody sign up for that, man. Like, yeah. I know when he was reading that script, too, it's like flipping the pages like, what the? Oh, but when do I fight?
Wait, I fought a rock? I hit a rock? That's it? Wait,
and Lex Luthor is in here? So does he get in like a giant robot or something? No?
No? Oh, okay.
A real estate scheme.
And he has charisma too. So yeah, he's like, there's no charisma being used in that film or anything. Right.
He just sent it there like, a real estate scheme? That's what I'm stopping?
we gonna do that again?
Okay, well, I think they did. I watched the other Superman movies, and why don't y'all just play another one of those? Okay. All right, no, I'll take the check. Of course I'll take the check. Right. But yeah, man, he got a second chance. And you can tell he happy, like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him because I felt like he should have been a movie star.
Right.
But, you know, you take what you can get, man. And I feel like it's a steal having him on a television show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. He's fucking murdering. And if they end up making him be Adam and they can use him for both Flash and, whatchamacallit? That'd
see,
be even better. Yeah.
So. See, that's what I think is going to happen because I think he's going to be the bridge and not Flash. I think he's going to be the bridge for like superpowers coming to Starling. I don't think that the Flash is.
That would be dope, man. That would actually be dope, man. They're setting up the groundwork for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it makes more sense with him than the Flash just coming in messing stuff up.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I just
did anybody realize that Roy is going off on his own missions now?
Yes.
Another reason why I like the, yep.
Oh, and dog, when they tag team Komodo, that shit was dope too.
Yes, it was.
Until Oliver jumped out the window.
Son! Roy was looking like, so I guess I'm taking the elevator?
Hey. Yeah. Roy looked at him like, man, why he always gotta do this shit?
Right.
I'll be doing the stairs.
He might as well put his hands on the sibling and just been sighing and shit.
Right, like, oh. Word, this nigga left me again.
But here's the shit that I think everybody keeps missing. Nigga, when Komodo shot the arrow Oliver caught it and then
shot the same arrow.
And shot him with the same fucking arrow.
Dude, what? Nigga, they had an arrow shootout while playing chicken on motorcycles. Dude, and these are like the low-key moments. These ain't even the climactic, like, last final fight. These are like at 23 minutes in. There is a motorcycle arrow fight. And after that, they cut to dinner with Felicity.
Two things. Does anybody notice that they're not calling Roy Speedy or a Red Arrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not.
Neither one of those.
No. But you know this show makes a big deal out of when you get your title.
Mm-hmm.
So something bad going to happen.
From everything I've read, and I'm not going to get into it, but he might not be either one of those characters.
It's possible, man. Maybe
because the way they training up his sister.
Dog, here's what I'm thinking. All right, and keep in mind, it's total speculation. I don't know anything. And the show does go off of the beaten path of the comics, so I don't even think it's in the comics. But I would love to see a situation where, like, Thea dies, and that's why he becomes Speedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Where, like, out of like some type of like in memoriam or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, memoriam, where he does it that way, man. Like, that would be pretty cool. Or if they really want to go there, Thea as Speedy would be a pretty dope concept. Cause, she was training her ass. So, yo, this show ends every fucking episode. In a mouth dropping moment, man.
Right.
Man, when she took that fucking mask off, I said, this nigga.
Nigga, right. And she called him dad.
She said it, dog. She said that shit. I said, man, this nigga Merlin. Yo, Oliver gonna fuck him up next week, dog.
Right.
Like, he really gonna show up there like, the fuck, man. Really, you gonna steal my sister? And the thing is, if you think about it, he still has not ever technically beat Merlin.
Nope.
Like, he won the fight, and then Merlin was still alive. Like, ha ha, nigga, that's what I want you to think. So
I think Thea is better as a villain. Like, I want to see her as a villain because I did not like her whiny ass as his sister. But as a villain, I'm okay with it.
I kind of wanted to. My theory was that she shot Sarah, but it's looking like my theory is not going to come true. So
we'll see, because we don't really know, and you can tell it's somebody that she recognized.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I think that this season is going to be about Thea and Laurel. Like, those are two characters everybody kind of still lukewarm on. I think we're going to get both of them, because Laurel's going to become the new Black Canary. I mean,
I hope so too.
It's going to happen. Yeah. You can see, and like, she's even. Like, she was trying to whoop that dude in the hospital's ass, yo.
Nigga, she tried to shoot the black dude. And he was innocent.
Right.
Yeah.
She tried to shoot him. She tried to empty the clip,
dog. And Oliver was like, look, man, there, he confessed. We know he didn't do it. Let's go. She was like, click, 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 click.
Nigga,
you took the bullets.
Yeah.
And she, mad.
Yeah, she looked at him like, why you take the bullets, man? Like, she didn't say it on some, like, damn, I almost killed an innocent man. She was like, but we could have killed him anyway. She was like, man, just get the fuck on. In the
Come
car.
On, bitch, we got to run.
Yeah.
You gonna go to jail.
Can't take your ass nowhere, Laurel.
Hey, did y'all notice that the Komodo said Bloodhaven? That's the second time.
Yes!
That's the second time in this series they've mentioned Bloodhaven.
It might be more than that, because Deadshot was there at one point.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'm not even counting that. Yeah, that's right.
I would love some of them Bloodhaven villains from the Nightwing comic book, which is underrated.
I'm good with that.
Underway the comic book, by the way. But,
well, look, here's the thing. So you know they're doing that TNT Titan series. And I know they're saying that it might not be connected, but what if it is?
What if it is, my nigga?
There you go.
I'm not saying.
Son.
What I'm saying.
If they could just give me a Nightwing cameo on a rooftop. Him and Oliver talking shit or fighting.
Oh, that'd be everything.
Hey, I'd have to get a new DVR. Like, I'd have to get a bigger DVR.
Bro. Bruh. Like, I'm telling you, man, we're gonna reach that point where they're gonna be announcing shit and it really is gonna be bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna care.
Nope.
Like, I'm gonna watch the bad shit too, the same way I read bad comic books. They're gonna be like, man, why the fuck are you watching, you know, why the fuck are you watching this, I don't know, Bizarro or some shit like
Booster Gold.
Dude. Yeah, why are you watching the Booster? Oh, y'all gonna watch Booster Gold? Yeah, it's good, man. Come on, A&E. On Friday night, you know, Friday night, that bad slot. Yeah, come on, Saturday nights on TBS, man. You gotta watch Booster Gold, man. It's good. Yep.
I was reading an article on my show, and it showed for this year and the next year, they said it's something like 32 pilots in development for TV and for movies that are comic book based.
I believe it, man.
32, bro, just for this year alone.
Dude,
this year and next year.
I was thinking about this last week. I can make a good argument. TV is a better medium for these comic book stories than the movies are anyway.
Yes.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Cause,
there's a reason why.
Yeah. Because comic books are written serialized in a per volume, like 20 pages this month, 20 pages next month. You could make that a TV show much easier than you can make it one movie, because when you make it a movie, you have to decide to change shit and to take shit out,
right?
Because it takes too long to explain, as opposed to when you follow it step by step on a TV show, especially if you have 22 episodes. There's no reason you can't do it. Like, I was thinking this, I was talking to Karen, and this is just complete speculation, I doubt it'll happen, but just think about this. What if they only do Gotham for 2 or 3 seasons, then they come back, they do a flash forward thing, and they switch it from Gotham to Batman with, you know, a different person playing Bruce Wayne, obviously, that kid only 3 years old. And they do, like, the long Halloween as a season, and rather than,
oh, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Because why not? You already built up every character that's in the book.
Right.
And you won't have to go through the introduction of the concept. Mm-mm. People won't be able to be but so pissed because by this time they're begging to see Batman anyway.
Yeah. Like, well, they you know what, it might happen because they mentioned there might be a time jump. Mm. And the series ends should end with Bruce taking the cape and Kyle. So who knows, man? I think that's a dope idea.
Right. Because, like, the problem I think they've had in the past with live-action Batman is, it's one, it's their biggest movie draw.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't want to cheapen the character by being like, oh, it's a TV show. You know, like, it's kind of like if you would have gave a James Bond TV show, then who the fuck's going to keep going to James Bond movies, right? Mm-hmm. But I think we crossed that bridge, man. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had ratings, people were watching it, and they still went and saw that fucking Captain America movie.
Of course.
Like, I think we're at that point where you can make the argument that you can have a separate TV world from your movies, and people will be fine with it. Mm-hmm. And people won't be confused or any of that shit. It's not like the dude playing Gordon in Gotham is fucking the same dude from the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay with that, you know? So I think they should fucking... at least consider it, because I just think it would be a fucking great idea if in 3 years we were like, so the Batman shit is starting up, and he already has a cast of rogues, because we went through all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just him showing up handling shit, man. And I know Karen was probably going to bring up Gotham, but...
yeah, we're going to Gotham, yes.
The way they're handling the villains on Gotham is fucking beautiful.
Yes, it mm-hmm. is.
Like that Balloon Man dude is some straight up, like, Batman animated series type shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. that nigga was hanging people with the balloons. And killing them.
Well, the thing I'm loving about Gotham is, I think you can't watch these shows and be snarky. And I think sometimes you gotta even stop live tweeting them.
Yeah.
What people are missing about Gotham is, it's been four episodes in, and Gordon hasn't had a happy moment at the end of each episode. Right. Like, every episode ends with it being some gray area. Like, there was the one with Selina Kyle where it's like, yeah, he saved the kids, but they're all going upstate.
Yeah,
right.
Balloon Man won. He stopped the Balloon Man. He was broken at the end of the episode because the guy was just like, it doesn't matter who my next target was. It's all corrupt. And he's just like, fuck. The last episode, Arkham.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Another one. It's like, it was a compromise between the two fucking, you know, mob bosses. It's mm-hmm. like, there's no happy ending for Gordon in this, and it can't be because that's how you get Batman.
Yep. You know? Right. So, and dealing with Bruce is actually like more depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, I couldn't catch them killers. Sorry.
Right.
Every week. You know what I mean? And then also is Bruce coming to realization like, so this town pretty fucked up and police can't do shit, huh?
Right. And it's so... They do a great job of showing how fucked up the politicians are, how fucked up the police force is, how, and even talking about his choices, Barbara was like, look, who is this dude? And you either need to tell me or I'm out.
Yeah.
You know?
And everybody that was super duper worried about shit like, oh, they got Selina Kyle, they're introducing Poison Ivy. Those characters have not needed to be like there hasn't been a lot more to do with that shit. It's all just little winks toward shit, and they have the only the palette had a whole lot of that in it, and I think that's because it's the palette, man. You put all your shit in the palette because it might not get picked up, so you want them to be like, well, look, maybe we can do something with Poison Ivy. Hey, here's Edward Nygma. Here's, you know, like, you do all that shit, but now they're just kind of slowly integrating them into the episodes. And like the joint where Edward Nygma shows up at the crime scene and he only speaks in questions,
right?
On the low, like, that was kind of dope, man. Where like they're like, well, what do you think, such and such? He's like, well, what about this thing? And you're like, that's not really a statement.
It's looking to me like, and I don't know anything. It's all speculation, but it's looking like. Those villains, while they will have their moments, the only one that's really going to come of age this year is going to be the Penguin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Penguin is going, like, I think this one is basically Gordon versus the Penguin.
Right.
In the end. You know what I'm saying?
And like, you can kind of see, there's two things about the Penguin that I like. One, you can kind of see why in the comics and shit, the Penguin was always kind of like the dude that Batman pumps for information.
Cause
he will tell.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no problem.
Like, now normally he tells to his advantage, but he will tell. Like, I see, and you can see it goes way back where he's on some like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and tell them what I want them to know, and they're gonna do my bidding for me. So you got that thing. The other thing is you can see the elevation of crime via him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this nigga is making Gotham way more dangerous on the low while working with fries.
Right.
Like, wait, right. Like, he in a suit now. It's just gonna get bloodier and bloodier and worse, man. Cause dude is just that, that trill, man. We gave them niggas them cannolis. I said, man, this dude, he evil as fuck.
Hey, and Andy's like, he's already at that level of being eccentric to where I could turn into a supervillain. Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of them kind of grow, gotta grow. Like, Nygma seems like he might have to grow a little bit.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, but, like, Penguin's there. Mm-hmm. He's like two episodes from putting on a Penguin hat.
Yeah.
With a monocle.
Yo, the crazy thing about him is he's so beneath everybody else's radar.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody, like, we see it as the audience, but nobody else knows how fucking sadistic and crazy and conniving and plotting this motherfucker is. That's why when people say it's not good writing and not a good show, I'm just like, I just think you guys just, I don't know. I don't know what is a good show then, because...
Well, you know, it's that thing, and this is why they were afraid to use Batman.
Yeah.
The standard raises so high for nerds if you bring up Batman. It's really, think about how people talk about the Nolan trilogy now, compared to how they were talking about it when the first two movies came out.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
another,
nerds raised the bar to the point where, like, they refuse to be satisfied, and I think DC was a little afraid of that, so they were like, look, we won't call it Batman, because, you know, these little motherfuckers won't even watch it, then they'll get mad, so why don't we just call it something else? Matter of fact, don't even put Batman in it. Don't even, nah, just don't, because they're going to want to know who we cast as Batman. Shit, they were mad at us for casting Ben Affleck as Batman, so, and Ben Affleck's a fucking, like, Oscar-nominated motherfucker, like, we cannot do this, so I feel like that's why they did it this way, but that's just the nature of the beast, man. People are gonna hate it for what it isn't, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's Karen.
That's true. And for me, and this is from a strictly from a woman perspective, I love Jada Pinkett as Fish Mooney. Whoever fucking dresses her, oh my God, her outfits be flawless. She come in there, she'll have gold, silver. She'll come in there, she had bitches beating each other up, kissing on her, seducing her. I was like, yes, bitch, yes, you are everything to me. She played the fuck out of that role. I love her. It is almost like they designed that role specifically for her.
She is a beast.
Yeah.
That might be one of those characters like Harley Quinn, because everybody forgets Harley Quinn was introduced on the animated series. Mm-hmm. That might be one of those characters that gets added into the comic books because of how she's playing it right now.
Yeah,
I could see them doing that because she plays that role so well. It's almost to the point where how could this universe exist without her almost?
Mm-hmm.
So I agree.
All right, Karen, anything else?
Yep, The Walking Dead.
Of course.
Which I know everybody been watching, and that's our show. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
The Strain. Which just recently ended.
Now.
Yeah, that's recently ended, but we didn't do one during that time.
Okay.
And I know I'm behind, but I've been catching up on Sleepy Hollow. I hadn't caught up to the current season, but Sleepy Hollow has been a fun ride, and
it's really fun, right?
Like, right. Abby and her basically sister's everything.
It's basically Black Buffy, man.
Yes.
Like it's like, and the thing is, my man, William Bibbiani, who used to was one of my co-hosts for the Shield Cast last year. Funny dude, writes for Crave Online, like he's an editor there. You know, super duper nerd like me, except he more like hates more shit than I do. But he stopped watching Sleepy Hollow this year because he was like, man, I'm tired of pretending like, you know, just being different is the same as being good. And I was like, but it is good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not taking itself as serious as a lot of other shows, but when you think about what they're doing, they shouldn't be. Like, it's a ridiculous premise for a show. So why not be a ridiculous show? You know?
Yeah, I do agree. It is like a live action Buffy, and it's one of those things where with her sister get together and all that stuff. It has been just a fun. I can't wait to get caught up because it's been a fun ride just watching them interact and watching her come to grip with reality. You know, how can you take yourself seriously when you are officer walking around with somebody that claims he was born back in 18 such and such and knows, you know, George Washington? How can you take somebody like that? How can you take that concept seriously?
Yeah, man. It's fun.
Right.
We didn't get the press room for it, but I started watching it. And it's like you said, Black Buffy is a great way of
it. Dog, that's what it is. It's a fun show. It is really just Black Buffy. And I don't even mean it on some like, it's grown up Black Buffy. No. It's just Black Buffy, dog. Like, it's as silly as that shit was and as fun as that shit was. If you didn't like Buffy, I get why you wouldn't like this. But to me, it's all the same shit, man. Like, anyway, it's just fun, man. I can't even think about the show without smiling because it is just a fun ass show, man. And I would actually not like it if they tried to take it super serious because it doesn't need to be taken this serious. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know when there's shows like that and people complain about them. I just don't know what people want from TV.
Yeah,
like we need like I had an interview at Comic Con. The guy was a sci-fi author, and when we talk about what I was reading, I'll talk a little bit about it. But he was just telling me that you know he remembers when sci-fi was fun, and that's why he wrote his book. He was like he wanted it to be fun. He's like it's nothing wrong with being serious and taking things serious, stuff like that. But every now and then, it's okay to be silly and campy. And if you look back at a lot of stuff we watched growing up, it was written a lot worse than anything else on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
But we just ignored it because why? We wanted to have fun. We were kids at heart. I think as we get older, sometimes we forget about that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
Anything else, Karen?
That's it for that. I've been reading The Walking Dead, and that's it for me.
All right. Anything you guys are watching that Karen's not?
Well, I'm big into anime right now, so I'm gonna pull out my list. Soul Art Online 2 just came out.
Yeah, number 2 is out, dog. Hey, is it, what are you watching it at?
See, I'm watching it on Crunchyroll. I know y'all like the anime, the English versions, but I'm good with the...
No, I watched it on Crunchyroll last year. I will watch sub. I'm not against it.
No, we're not against it.
Yeah, it's just, every once in a while, a dub is better than sub.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's done well.
Yeah, Naruto is one of the examples where, in my opinion, it's not even close. The dub is way better than the subtitle shit.
Right, because we were watching it, and then we went back and rewatched it, and the action was great, but when you heard the English version, you was like, oh, it just makes a big difference in the perception versus it being like, in the original language.
We watched the episode where they beat that the Eight Tails, the rapping that rapping ass nigga.
Yeah.
It's so much funnier in English.
Right.
Because then you see exactly how horrible his rap is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That A-Tails fight, was it the one with him and Sasuke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a...
Nigga turned into like some type of wild-ass boar demon with eight tentacles that was an octopus.
Yeah, the rapping octopus.
That nigga was a beast, man. But yeah, man. So I will watch Sword Art Online, too. Here's the problem. And this is where I'm probably going to lose some of the audience. Sound a little snobbish. Crunchyroll ain't on my Xbox One yet. And I had to stand in agreement with my Xbox One that I don't turn on my Xbox 360, the least amount possible. Like, I don't know. I don't know when the Switch flipped, man, but it's bad. Like I'm talking bad to the point where like it's costing me money to not turn on my 360. Like, I spent money on shit on my 360 that I'm like, fuck it, I'll never get my money's worth because I'm on Xbox One now. So I need Crunchyroll to hurry up.
Go ahead, Aaron.
No, I was just going to say, well, that's where my gaming privilege comes in.
Yeah,
It's on PS4.
Right, yeah.
So I just turn on my PS4.
Yeah, I just need the Crunchyroll on the Xbox One or else. Like, you know, hate to be that guy.
They said it's coming soon, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was listed on the apps. We talked about it on one of the shows. We went through every app that's supposed to be coming, and it was listed. Other shit came out by now. Vine came out, and this other shit. Yeah, I want my Crunchyroll though. I really don't care.
It's not an in-depth app.
Right. Just move it over to that. Xbox One, dog. Just move it over. That's all I want. I mean, is it taking a long time because you can't snap it? Like, I don't know what fuck is taking so long.
Dude, I'm still waiting for that UFC app, man. So I don't know what's going on with this shit, but I'm needing to hurry the fuck up.
Right.
Well, see, I bet a lot of the stuff it has to do with this Kinect stuff that now, you know, like things have to be reworked because, Kinect is not with the coming with the bundles anymore.
That's a good point. So, I didn't think about that.
Maybe, but
whatever it is.
But niggas quit being cheap. You just roll it over for us and fuck them other niggas and they'll just have to work around it.
Yeah, whatever it is. I actually Sword Art Online 2 might be on Hulu Plus as well. I'll check that. Yeah. Dude, it's so much anime on Hulu Plus. I had no idea. It like, we watched, we finally finished Tenchu. Mm-hmm. That TV show we were talking about on it.
Oh, it's great.
And so I was just like, on a whim, I was like, I wonder if they got Naruto Shippuden. I'll just look on it. And I looked on there and I was like, Karen, does it say subtitled or dubbed? And it's like, it says dubbed. I was like, yeah, but that can't. Now you're playing that shit was dubbed. I was like, oh, nigga. Oh. And so I started looking up other anime, man, and a whole lot more popped up. So.
Well, I thought you knew her. I would have told you because
no, we didn't know.
Because the thing is, like, I just stopped watching it because I got so far ahead that I was just like, "Well, I'm just gonna find it where I find it at." And I thought, because I knew you were catching the DVDs, and I wondered like why you took so long in between episodes. Like normal niggas don't take that long, so I'm like, "Oh, you must be getting the DVDs." I didn't even think about the fact you didn't know it was on Hulu.
Nope.
My nigga, I did not know, but now I do. Right.
So I've been watching that. I've been Soul Art 2, Online 2 is dope. It's so good.
I heard it's like a shooter now, right?
It is. It's I can't remember. And it's the same characters. He ported his character over. so it's same dude.
Yeah.
So it's really dope.
Dog, that shit is so fun, man. Like it's one of the reasons I actually love Destiny. Yeah. It's because of Sword Art Online, the comic book. I mean, the anime series. Like. I didn't even get MMOs or what was the big deal about them until I watched that series. I was like, damn, now I want to play one.
Yeah.
And then it was like, none were out, you know, not on the console, not the kind I wanted to play. And then that motherfucking Destiny came out and I said, ooh, these niggas done tricked the world. I'm fucking with this. Yep.
So that Naruto Shippuden, I'm way past y'all, so I'm not even going to get into it. But
okay.
All I got to say is, nigga. So we'll go past that. S Cryed, which is another anime. I talked about it a couple weeks ago or last time I was on the Nerd Off. Finally finished it. That was one of the better animes I've ever watched. And I just finished Fairy Tale. Fairy Tale is good. Like you gotta get past the first like four episodes. But Fairy Tale gets real dark and real good. So
okay. Yeah, I tried to start watching that and I didn't like it. So now that I know that I just need to get a few more into it. I'm going to go ahead and finish it.
It literally flips like completely after about four or five episodes.
That's what's up, man. And then, you know, with the YouTube app, probably could get a lot of this anime anyway, that way too. Didn't even think about that. All right, man. Chris, what about you?
Not watching anything new. I haven't even seen any new movies, yet, but, reading wise, because I got the comic book club, so I reread the first six issues of Saga again because I'm so far ahead. I need to get the. I don't know if they got two more issues out.
Nigga, dog, listen. I'll be waiting on them Saga issues like black kids on their daddy on their birthday, man.
Dude, here's what I'm doing with them. I'm trying to wait until I got like two or three.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel that emptiness.
It hurts so bad.
Nigga, I finished. I started reading it. It took me just a couple days, and I finished like them first 17 issues or so. And I was like, "Wait, so I gotta? This is what you guys been feeling, like?
Nigga? It takes so long, man. They drawing this shit by hand or what, man? I'll be waiting on this. Yeah. I'll be waiting on that pop up so hard. Like, did it come out?
So I reread the first six issues for the Combo Book Club. And that shit is so good. So I'll be discussing today at 6. I did an interview at New York Comic Con with his author, Matt Kadish. He's written this young teen sci-fi book called Earthman Jack versus the Ghost Planet. So me and Phenom both read it because we both interviewed him separately. And It's a long fucking book, first of all. It's like 600 pages. Mm. So I only read the first 200 for the interview for him because, like I said, they sent it to me like the week before, and I was like, no way I'm going to get 600 pages done in a week when I got a real job. So started reading it, and, you know, it's a young it's for a young teen. You're like, oh, God, I don't know about this. No, it's actually really good. It's actually a really good book because as an adult, you're going to notice a lot of throwbacks to our childhood with our sci-fi movies. Like, first thing I asked him in our interview was like, so this reads, it feels like The Last Starfighter. Did you get some influence from there? He's like, yeah, I got some influence from The Last Starfighter.
Mm.
But the kid is not stupid. He's an asshole. Like, he lives in a trailer park, and, you know, he doesn't have a lot of money. He's very poor. His dad left him and stuff like that. But I'm reading and I'm like, yo, this kid's an asshole. Like, he talks back. Like, he has trouble. He's going after this chick and, like, he says the wrong things. I mean, it's actually a really good book. So, I've been reading that, and, I don't know if I said this last time I was on here, but, Secret Warriors. I'm reading that on the Marvel Unlimited app.
Yeah, yeah, he told us about it. You were telling us you was planning on doing it.
Yeah, so I'm eventually gonna do that one. I gotta find some other stuff. I think I want to get into Powers and then Fables.
Hey, have you ever read? It's not a comic book, but have you ever read Ready Player One or no?
No, but I heard about it.
Okay, all right, yeah, because I haven't read Jack. Like, I might have to check that out because I really loved Ready Player One, and it was a kind of similar idea.
Yeah, basically the kid is he really, it's funny because like they do things, he does things in the, he writes things in the book that you think they normally do in sci-fi movies, but then things don't work out. Like, the kid plays video games all the time, so when he gets in this fight with these aliens, he's like, oh yeah, man, I'm gonna own you because, you know, I play video games. Yo, he picks up the gun and shoots and misses the carriage just by a mile. and like, before he shot, the aliens weren't paying attention to him. So then once he shoots them, they're not looking at him like, okay, I guess we got to kill him too. And so he gets in trouble. Like, the shit is good, man. It's like, it doesn't go as you would expect. And it was actually a really fun read. Like I said, I got through, I'm not gonna lie, I started reading it 2 days before I went out to interview this guy. And I got through the first 200 pages. So,
oh.
Right. And it's supposed to be a seven book series. And he said he's already got the ending written, and he's finishing up. I think he has the second book done already, and it should be out next summer. So yeah, I'm gonna keep reading that stuff, and his publicist is fine as shit. So
I heard, I did hear that part of the podcast.
I heard that too. Yo, cause, man, you can't just drop a fine black woman on me all of a sudden, especially when you had an older white woman. Standing in your booth for 2 days before then.
Mm-hmm.
So especially not expecting that.
Especially not at Comic-Con.
Yeah, at Comic-Con too.
Yeah, like that's like, you know, dropping Wonder Woman up in there. Wasn't ready for that.
She was cool to talk to and everything too. Yeah, you know, I did that interview and put her the link to the interview in the website afterwards. You know. Professional, yeah. I got to be a professional. Yeah, I'm making contacts and shit. You know.
Hey, Chris, are y'all planning on touching any of the Civil War? Because I heard the last episode of Comic Book Club, but I was just curious if y'all were going to touch any of that.
Because
there's so many books.
And that's the problem with doing something like Civil War.
Yeah,
there's so many books. Like, so Marvel's doing this whole relaunching of these other things. So depending on how they work that, maybe we'll do those. But with Civil War, like, even if I did, like, I know there's Civil War books themselves.
Yeah.
But even when you do those, they usually call back to some other books that are not there. And so I might read them myself, but I don't know if I'll, or I might read them and then do a general Civil War discussion. And maybe that'll be like a special comic book book club. But it's really hard because I'm trying to pick books that'll be easier reads for people who aren't even really into comic books or who just want to get into them. And I think something like Civil War is going to be hard because it has so many callbacks. That's actually kind of why I'm kind of iffy on doing Secret Warriors, because there's a lot of things like, yeah, go see issue number this to find out what happened here. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that's good for people. So,
Why during this podcast, someone hit me on Twitter and said, did you do your research on hashtag Gamergate? I just listened to your podcast and you have a lot of things wrong about what you were saying. Saying is spelled wrong. It's not about misogyny. Look into hashtag not your shield. Hashtag Gamergate has never been about sexist at Frim Freak is Freud. I think you meant fraud. And if you want proof, ask and I will give it.
Fuck them. Fuck you. I'm just gonna bring this up on the show tomorrow because I'm tired of this shit.
Right.
When you look at the Abbeys of these guys and even the women that are supporting them, they're all under 25 or 24.
Right.
You guys are young fucking morons. And so, like, the idiot who started this shit by outing his girlfriend, you can't tell me that the movement isn't about misogyny when it started from an asshole who broke up with his girlfriend to get back at her, outed her, and claimed that she was fucking to get better reviews. So you can't tell me that the Gamergate isn't about that when that's how it fucking started.
Right.
Like, these fucking assholes just, they fucking, and what makes me so mad about this is I don't even fully agree with all the women on the other side of it. I don't agree with all of them. I think some of them are, like, some of their points I don't agree with. But at this point, I'm like, I'm going to let them cook because the assholes they're dealing with are just fucking morons. It's just so idiotic.
When someone has to leave their house, when motherfuckers are sending rape and death threats and shit, motherfuckers are getting people's planes grounded for agreeing with a woman.
Come on.
It's really not. You're not going to make me... It doesn't even matter what your point is. You've gone beyond what it was. And then to act like it's so crazy to even associate those things with your movement to me is crazy on your part. So, but I will say, with all that stuff that everybody said, same shit except, playing Destiny. I have not played Shadow of Mordor yet. Have y'all?
Nigga, you gotta play it.
Okay.
You gotta go out and play.
I'm holding off because it's too addictive.
Yeah, I'm still on Destiny, and I know when I pick that up, I'm gonna be done with Destiny for a while, and I don't wanna give up yet.
Yo, this is what happened with me, because actually, Chris and Woon, I don't even know if Chris knows I was the one in the party, but it was me and Woon, he helped me finish the game, like, on Destiny. Like, it was me, him, and Woon got, and we beat it up. Mm. But as soon as I got Shadows of Mordor, I'm still like a level 22 on Destiny. Like, I can't go back to it right now.
Yeah. I think just made 20. Oh no, I'm about halfway through 24. I gotta go 26, and we're gonna talk about why in a second. I'm just gonna put a pin in this conversation for right now, and we'll get to why in a second. Cause I saw some shit that just made me be like, oh nigga, oh my God.
I think I know what you're talking about. I didn't click on the link, but I think that's what you're talking about. But yeah.
Nigga, hey. I read an article today that had your boy. I was really in, where did we go eat, Karen?
Penn Station.
I was in Penn Station giggling like a fucking kid, because of what they have in there. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Real quick, can I just say what I've been, because I've been holding back on what I've been playing.
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Real quick, Killer Instinct Season 2 is free. I gotta download it if y'all haven't. I know most people don't like fighters, but TJ Combo is in the new season, and that's such a good play. Like, Iron Galaxy took it over from the other company that was doing it. Plays totally different, feels totally different. Definitely play that. Binding of Isaac, Rogue Legacy, and Spelunky are all free right now on PS4. And those are all just amazing roguelikes, along with Dust, Elysian Tale. And then I've been playing Transistor. I did a review for it on Gaming and Then Some. So I'm playing that game right now too. So I've been gamed up. That's why I haven't been able to get on Destiny.
I love Destiny so much. Now keep in mind, I haven't read one review of this shit. So the controversy skipped right over your boy. Cause I was too busy. I was too busy playing.
Yeah, Destiny to me is review proof. Like,
yeah,
things become that. Well, I don't like. I don't even pay attention to the release notes, and people are like, they nerfed the auto gun. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that.
Right. Not to mention, they can fix anything. This the future now. Like, I saw something today where it was like, where is it at? Oh, Destiny's next auto update is coming for your auto rifle. Closing another loot cave, cause people been finding these loot caves and like using that shit to kind of like, you know, get nice items and shit. And, they said, nah, man, that's not how it's meant to be played. So when we find out that y'all doing it, we close it down. You gotta go and fight and battle in the different worlds.
Like everybody else.
Yeah. And get the shit randomly, you know, go fight the harder missions and get it that way. So, yeah, they said, the auto rifle's base damage is going to be decreased by 2%. They're reducing precision damage multiplier from 1.5 to 1.25. That's for headshots. Stability decreased by 4 to 17% driven by stat value. Yeah, those auto rifles was way too powerful, dog. In the Crucible, your boy was getting murked out with them auto rifles, man. Like, I like the pulse rifles that shoot like 3-shot burst. And yeah, dog, niggas just roll up on you with the auto rifle like, bye, nigga.
Right, and the thing is, like, I came home from work and Roger was playing, and he was probably playing with some of them niggas that be doing this, because Roger was playing for...
No, we were playing co-op, Karen.
Oh, co-op, my bad.
And those motherfuckers were cowards.
Right.
Fuck those dudes.
He was hot.
I had to do... Nigga, they had me fighting the boss by myself, dude.
He was so mad.
One of them went and found a little hole in the wall where he could hide. And then the other one, kept dying, man. Like, he just kept fucking running out and dying. And then, like, he wouldn't let me respawn him. Like, I would respawn him and then he would try to die on purpose again so he could wait the 30 seconds out. I'm like, these motherfuckers got me fighting by myself.
Nigga, I'm not gonna lie, yo. I'm that dude. If I can find a place to hide and fire from, nigga, I'm doing that shit.
Nigga, no. You got to get out here and die with me, man. I was mad as shit. And then the niggas didn't want to revive me, dog. I died one time. And I was like, ain't this a bitch? Because you know, once you die, you can see the other people's cameras.
And they just hiding out.
Yeah, the one nigga just dead. As, like, for the 10th time. And then the other dude was in a corner chilling by himself like, nah, I ain't going to revive him. I was like, bitch, I revived y'all niggas 12 times.
Hey, that happened to me in the very beginning. And that's why I started hitting people up on my timeline. I felt like a homeless person. Like, do y'all want to play with me? Because I don't want to play with these assholes again.
Like, fuck those dudes. How did he even get to this level?
I've been lucky. Even when I play with random people, I have been lucky enough to get, like, decent teams.
Me too. Dude, this is the first time it happened. Like,
oh, man.
Like, I played probably with 100 different people. Like, that is the first time I played with two fucking fuckboy-ass cowards, dog.
He just finally just got out.
If you ever played with Rod, you know that I have never heard him this angry.
He's so mad.
He was hot.
So mad.
Dude, I was cussing out. Like, Karen came home with lunch. I was literally cussing at my TV with Karen sitting right there. Like, I had never felt like such a loser in my life. I had to turn it off. I was like, all right.
He's like, fuck y'all. Y'all just die by yourselves.
I was talking to them like they could hear me, man.
Like, that's dude, what made it so funny.
I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Get your ass out here.
Like, hey, you done turned that corner. You are in MMOs now.
Yeah, yep, man.
You are officially in, dude.
Like, I was walking up on them niggas pointing at them and shit. Like, come on. Nah. I'm going to stay back here with the sniper rifle, bitch.
Well, see, that's because you was playing with those 2:30 in the afternoon niggas.
Yeah, man. Nah, but see, on the real, why you bullshitting? Them the ones that be real good, man. Will you be with everybody else at work? And you still, and you care so much about a game that you want to play? Like, I love playing at like 7 in the morning because them niggas be like about that light. They run past the little, like, you know how they have like the little, like, cannon fodder bad guys? Yeah, they drive right past them. Like, they'll hit that scooter. Yeah.
You trying to get shit done before you gotta go to work. You
know? Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta be working at 9, so let's go ahead and get this shit out the way.
Niggas hit that scooter and drive right past them all the way to the boss. Like, yep. We gonna get to that point where you have to pull your thing out. You know what I mean? Like, they wait till you have to pull that. But yeah, these niggas were the worst, dog. So, anyway, I'm sorry about this.
Had a moment.
Yeah, I forgot about, I was so pissed. Hand cannons, they increase the in-air accuracy. Scout rifles, base damage increased by 6%. Yeah, they had to do that. Cause a scout rifle is pretty much useless in that fucking, in that, Crucible, dog. You just be shooting niggas and they be like, oh, really, nigga?
Yeah. Here, and that's my favorite weapon, too.
Yeah, man, cause it rewards accuracy, but yeah, if y'all has, only doing, you know, a little bit of damage, man, it don't matter. Damage versus combatants increased 6% to 25% based on the tier. Good. Improved target acquisition plus additional recoil tooling. Good. Shotguns decrease the base damage at maximum range, followed by 20%. Good.
That shit was ridiculous. Like,
they was abusing the fuck out of them shotguns.
Nigga, I'd be in the crucible, be like, nigga, how do you even have ammo for this? Like, niggas gonna be shooting you from across the room.
Right.
With a goddamn shotgun. You're just like, what the fuck?
Standing on the ledge 50 feet above you and shit.
Yeah.
Like, just
giving you a headshot.
The shot package perk now has a slightly wider cone of fire. The range finder and shot package perks are now mutually exclusive, so you can't have both. Good. Bungie says it's also working on a larger update that will address underperforming exotics and overall class balance. The notes for tomorrow's hotfix also herald the end of another Destiny loot cave. The Fallen has also retreated from their hold over Rocket Yard to discuss a new takeover plan. So that's basically how they're saying no more loot cave.
I like how they do that. I like how they do it in like in character.
Yeah, that shit. What they said introducing that dude to that bag of nickels is that was the best one, dog.
And the funny part is like people don't realize, motherfucker, they created this goddamn world. Don't you think they're gonna find out the flaws in their own world? They created it.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but motherfuckers go in, they do this, and then they run onto YouTube and put the fucking the YouTube of how to do that loot.
And
cave,
you know they like, probably monitor that stuff.
Right, and then they complain about, oh, they're taking away another loot cave. Well, maybe if you guys didn't
fucking
share,
tell everybody,
hey guys, this is how you game the system.
I think Bungie's doing it on purpose though, because you know, as of today, they already found a new loot cave.
Mm-hmm.
So Bungie's doing this on purpose, man.
Like I said, it's good, man. I just can't wait until them DLCs go active, because I already got them shit downloaded. I'm just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Just bring it on.
All right, good. This person sent me a link to their argument for Gamergate. I'm so glad this is happening live on the air. I'm going to read this shit. Anyway, so that was Destiny's update. Also, more future content might have been leaked. You know, some people were poking around in the game, and they found, like, some more stuff with the galactic map. But I don't understand why it's such a big deal, because I mean, I'm assuming that's why everybody spent the extra $30 for the DLC that's coming, right? I mean,
right.
Of course more shit is coming out. Some people are like, well, it's already on the disc, but well, you know what? Fuck it. Whatever. I want it. So I'll pay for it. It's been fun so far. So I'm good. Was there any other Destiny news I had, before I move on to this Gamergate bullshit?
Hey, with the Destiny, do you think that it's going to be space combat eventually? Like, I'm like,
with the ships,
yeah, because if you notice the ships, the what they are saying doesn't match up with what the ships do right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, some of the ships are saying like 2 times faster this and this, and I'm like, well, it doesn't really matter because you never use your ship,
right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be, and you can get different kinds of ships,
right? Mm-hmm. Like carrier class, and I saw one that was like a speeder class. I'm like, wait a minute, come on.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be perfectly honest, man. I think this is a game that has so much potential to go forward that we don't really know what it can do. Like, that's what I think it is. I think there's so much, like I said, there's just so much you can do with it. So much.
So this guy sent me a link that says, Gamergate explained in 5 minutes or your money back.
I like how you asked him how old he was and he said he was 23. I told you.
Yep.
I told you these motherfuckers are not older than 25.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
So he says, Gamergate is a call for transparency and ethics reform in game industry media. That is not how it started, but okay. What kind of ethics abuse occurred? The fine young capitalist launched a web fundraiser to help women break into the gaming industry. A game developer used their influence to get it shut down. Days later, the same dev created their own competing fundraiser. Game journalists, friends of the dev, helped promote the new campaign, but no media talked about what happened to the fine young capitalist.
Nobody cared about that shit. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not why the guy started it, though.
No.
It's not why the guy introduced, talked about his girlfriend, slept with the developer, the reviewer to get a better review for her shitty game.
Yeah. Also, the links on this don't work. It's just a picture, but okay. So what does that have to do with kicking Sarkeesian out of the house? Several judges at video game award panels, IndieCade and Independent Games Festivals, IGF, were shown to have conflicts of interest with the winners. Two judges were sexual partners of IndieCade winner Seven judges were investors, an IGF winner, in an IGF winner.
Welcome to reality, motherfuckers.
Right.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, like, that's what's funny to me is, one, they go after the women. Like, oh, they had sex with the dudes. Shouldn't you be going after the dudes if you were going to do anything? Like, if these people are the ones making the decision and they're the judges, why wouldn't you be going after the judges?
Right.
You know? And then the second part of it is this. That's business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in a business as with as small a circle as gaming, mm-hmm. one, you're going to have relationships in there. Two, you're going to have companies and the people, the media, collaborating on shit, you know? It's just natural. Like someone said, why not just start your own website that does get video games reviews and y'all don't take any money from anybody? See how long it lasts.
Right.
Not long.
Gamers turn to online forums to discuss these and similar revelations. Mass deletion of topics and comments related to certain VIP personalities was seen on major gaming sites and even larger community forums such as Reddit, 4chan, and NeoGAF. Gamers angry at being silenced investigated further and demanded answers.
I checked out as soon as they mentioned 4chan.
Yeah. Not yeah. to mention, as a message board person, formerly, the niggas that get mad about deleted threads are the trolls, and they are the worst people.
Right.
They always are. They say shit that's over the line, then they get mad when you delete it, and they always claim this, like, victimization and conspiracy shit, and it's never that complex. I remember, there was a thread after we started our podcast where these dudes, said that I was gonna be on their show, and I wasn't. And I just talked about it on Twitter, like, with a link to it, like, yo, man, it's funny. I guess the show's doing pretty well because people are lying saying I'm going to be on that show.
I remember that.
And these niggas got mad at me for saying the truth, which is that I wasn't going to be on the show and they were lying. And they was on some like, this nigga think he too good. I was like, no, actually, if y'all would have asked, I would have done it. I still would do it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they started talking shit about me personally, talking about my wife, talking about our show, you know, and I mean, just took it to that level. And so, you know, even a dude I'm cool with now, like he was saying shit like, you just want to be on the radio, and I was on the radio before in sports, and I know it. I was like, dude, I don't even want to do that. Like, what are you doing right now? And I remember in the heat of the moment, like, I was trying to appeal to him as a person, so I say his first name on the site, which is, and it's a common name, it's even in his Twitter handle. And he was like, don't say my government, dog. But like, just went shit. Crazy. And I,
right. Cause y'all do so much trolling that you afraid somebody find your ass.
Right. And so eventually they deleted the whole thread. I didn't request it. I didn't even log back in. It was really like, well, I guess I'm done here. There's no need to deal with this bullshit. They deleted that thread. And those motherfuckers to this day still go, yeah, Rod requested to have the thread deleted. And I'm like, dude, that's the level of troll you're dealing with. They think it's that big of a conspiracy rather than whoever was moderating going, this went too far.
Right.
It needs to be taken off the board.
Right. The moderator made that decision.
Yeah. This isn't about whatever the topic is supposed to be, sports or whatever.
This is too personal.
Yeah. Because they live on those boards. And that's to me what you're getting as a result. When people start going, I was angry at being silenced. Yeah. But then let's be honest. You start taking tactics of harassing people in real life.
Right.
Now you can't debate that.
Well, and that's the thing that gets me about this Gamergate shit. Like, these motherfuckers are getting mad and be like, we're not the only ones who are threatening, some of that. You don't get to be a savage and then right. get mad when people treat you like a fucking savage.
Right.
Like, so you have these guys out here harassing women out of their homes, threatening people. So when people say, I hope you eat shit and die, that's not equal. You should eat shit and die because you're a piece of shit. You know, it's just like, oh my God. Like, this is really, this Gamergate shit is, and what gives me about the Gamergate shit is the adults, the grown ass sexist men who are backing this shit. Cause you're really, they're kids. These are young idiots who don't know any better, who think this is really about this shit. Like, none of the shit this motherfucker's talking about. It's like, so you can't tell me that this is about gamer, journalism and stuff like that, when your ass is going to be buying the next Call of Duty that comes out.
Right. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, these motherfuckers don't care when it's a game they like and it gets a great review, you know, and it's a game like Call of Duty or Battlefield, which you really never really know if that game is good until it hits server load when they come out. But yet and still, the game's got a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 the day it drops when nobody's on. You guys don't talk about that shit. It's okay for that because, oh, wow, Call of Duty is great.
Well, they,
but when
that,
it comes to
an
independent game, all of a sudden now it's, oh, well, we got to talk about the end of the journalism and fuck out of here, man. Right.
And they also depending on this got to tell both sides part.
Oh, I hate that.
Where everybody gives both sides equal weight. It's not equal weight, man.
Nah, it really ain't.
You know, gaming sites reply with articles declaring the death of gamers and calling them misogynists. I read those articles. I don't see what the problem was. They were talking about a lot of gamers are like that. Not all. They didn't say every single gamer, but they were talking about a specific faction of gamers that were harassing these women. And they was like, yo, these motherfuckers have a problem. And they're actually really upset that nerds are like, I remember I wrote an article a long time ago and I never put it out. It was called Nerd Gentrification. And how there's a lot of nerds that are mad that shit is getting popular.
Absolutely.
And they have a lot of backlash towards women, towards people that aren't nerds, towards all the people that are just like casual. And they get into these circles where it's like, I'm a hardcore real motherfucker. Fuck y'all, you know, and that's kind of what's going on with this nerd shit right now, where it's like, the genre is opening up. And because it's opening up to everybody, that means, hey, we want women gamers. We want to drop some of this racism. We want to drop the misogyny. We want to try to broaden it up because we want to have ethical games. And people are going, and these dudes are being like, no, just only serve me. Uh-huh. You know? And now they're mad at this, but hey, you got to call spade a spade. When I hop on a fucking Xbox 360 and I'm getting called nigger every 5 minutes in Call of Duty, you're not gonna tell me that the shit's not happening.
Right.
It's not really hard for me to believe that it can happen to women too, because it happens to me all the time. So it says, since some of the people under scrutiny for ethics abuse happen to be female, that's not why it happened. It's also because motherfuckers were being misogynistic and racist and all this other shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I was reading Giant Bomb. Giant Bomb is like my only gaming site I'll go to where they're somewhat civil. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about what they said to Anna Sarkeesian, and they basically said they're going to rape her and kill her, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't say that to Jeff Gerstmann, who is the head editor of Giant Bomb and has spoke out against this many times.
Right. And they're saying it as, well, since some of the people were women and they came under scrutiny. Yeah, but what does that mean? Under scrutiny?
Because they're women.
Of scrutiny of rape? Because it's different. It is different. It's not just that they're women and you happen to be saying the same thing.
Right.
Not even to mention that the shit that they are saying to the companies and the men aren't, it's not really the most productive shit anyway. It's a lot of spamming them with emails and harassing them with phone calls and putting out their public information, private information on public forums. That's not really a fucking debate, guys. There's not a conversation that can be had.
And you don't have a leg to stand on.
Right.
Because, again, listen, if the KKK comes out and says, hey, you know what? We're just saying we're against government intrusion.
Right.
Shit, you can be against government intrusion, but you also know that them fucking assholes, the KKK, ain't people we should stand with. These motherfuckers are trying to sit there and take a bunch of assholes who started Gamergate, you know, to be sexist morons and be like, well, no, it's really about game ethics and journalism and things like that. No, it's not.
Right.
It was never about that.
They didn't even bring up that in this picture thing. They didn't even bring up the dude who started it because his girlfriend broke up with him. We just gonna skip over that
shit. He is.
Yeah, right. He's a fucking savage.
Oh, Drake ass nigga. We skipping over that though. It's not important to this topic. Why? Because it makes you really see that it started on misogyny. It started on a dude trying to get back at his ex with a lie. And a lot of other niggas picked it up and ran with it.
Yo, these dumbasses are not even realizing that they're hurting the thing that they so-called love.
Oh,
right.
My God.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't get that, man. Like, I was like, yo, you hate these gaming sites and you hate these game developers for doing this shit, right? But if they don't work hand in hand, you don't get shit. Because ain't no other media talking about your favorite thing. If no other media is talking about it, when your favorite game comes out and flops, I guess that game, you don't get another one.
Right.
Well, not only that, but it's like you're making gamers look bad.
You're making them look terrible.
You are basically, you know, even if even if some of these things that people are saying, well, the game, like, I don't believe, I believe that there's been a lot of things that have changed in gaming when it comes to minorities and women and things like that. So even if you say that, I mean, I get the idea that it's not enough right now, but it's definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
But the way these assholes are acting, it's like, you can't even make that argument now because you guys are acting like fucking savages. Like complete fucking savages. It's so fucking frustrating.
And then,
man,
like, they just run out like, you got the information wrong. No, I got it right. I got it right, dog. Like, I'm reading what you sent me, and it's the same shit, but you're skipping over stuff. Like, I talked about everything on the show the other day. Like,
right.
I didn't just say the points that were against Gamergate. I was also saying the ones that they were like, yep, there is some, you know, there is a lot of pay for review type shit going on. You know, I've seen some of the reviews where, like, G4 will, like, basically give something a bad score, but the way they talk about it is positive.
Dude, yeah. One of the sites that Gamergate, the Gamergate supporters are against is Cockatoo, I think, is that, right. Whatever that one is.
Mm-hmm.
And those are motherfuckers that, I mean, they clearly have a bias against Xbox One.
Right.
And Microsoft.
Yeah.
They clearly are biased against that. When we've read their, mm-hmm, their reviews on, you know, on this show, so we know. Even I'm like, well, I'm taking their side on this one because you guys are being assholes.
Right.
So it's like, even with the people that I don't agree with, I have to side with because you guys have gone too fucking far.
Right.
Like, if you want to discuss, you know, bias in, it's like me discussing bias in filming review. The thing about it is, it's not just gaming. It's everywhere. It's in game reviews. It's in movie reviews. It's in TV shows. It's everywhere. So what does that have to do with harassing people? What does that have to do with forcing people out of their homes?
Mm-hmm.
What does it do with, you know, lying about your ex-girlfriend and saying she slept with a developer to get reviews, to get a positive review? What does it do with any of that shit if it's not true? You know, shit came out to be not true and he's okay. Like, they just skip over that. And that's the fuel that lit the fire of, oh, we got to talk about this right now. Man, please. This is just, and this is how I know, again, they're all under 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had a 17-year-old trying to talk to me about the shit, and I'm like, dude, I'm not your dad. I'm not gonna explain this shit to you. You know? Which is sad because I think a lot of them do need to be educated on this shit because
But listen, these niggas are stupid, dog. Like,
right.
I'm talking to the dude right now, right? And I basically asked him a simple question, because if you can't get him to say about the misogyny and some of this shit, maybe I can get him to talk about something else. I know he's a black dude. He listens to our show. His name is Alpha 9, and he has fucking Huey Freeman as his avatar, right? So he's probably black. So I asked him, are gamers racist at all? And he replies, this is me once again, hashtag Nacho Shill, and there's a picture of him, a black dude wearing a headset. Nigga, that's not the question.
What does that have to do with shit?
What does that have to do with it? I didn't say, are you black? I asked, are gamers ever racist? If you're black, you probably have experienced somebody calling you nigger playing Xbox One. And if someone came to you and said, nah, just don't, you didn't really experience racism, you would be like, man, you can suck my dick. That's what's happening with these women right now, is people are telling them, nah, you didn't really experience misogyny. And then, like, also, you know, another thing he said, someone's like, well, they're harassing people and giving death threats. Well, what about the females on our side that receive death threats too? What?
Females on your side.
First of all, so you're admitting that y'all are sending death threats, right? Because before you said there was no misogyny and it wasn't happening. You know? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Anyway.
This shit's frustrating because that's not every gamer, but the
obviously
media,
not.
It's not even.
It's not even. It's not even 2%. I've seen the numbers. It's 1.7%.
But the media is now touching it, and now it's becoming another thing. Which I don't. You know, I don't care what the media says, but it's getting in another reason why gaming is always viewed as a pastime and not an art.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's because crazy motherfuckers like this decide that they want to get on the topic, not knowing what the topic is.
Loud and wrong.
They have no idea what the topic is. This is like, oh, Gamergate, I'm going to stick behind my friends.
Right.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, and that's how get that I know shit together, they're, man. They're young and stupid. This is how I know they're young and stupid, because they have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. You know? Mm. And their argument is just fucking completely insane. Like, even when they were complaining about that one site that said that gamers are dead. And I was like, what they're trying to, like, are you guys that dense that you don't understand what they're saying? they're saying that the idea of just the gamer is dead, and that so many more people, which is, it's a good thing, you morons.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's the negative.
But these are the trolls, man. They want a fight, and they want to harass these people more than anything else. So they'll find a reason that is bad. It's, you know, it's kind of like the shit with, you know, we talked about with Elon before, where it's like, some people just, mm-hmm. they just gonna be mad, and there's nothing you can do to fix that.
Right.
So you might as well just let them be mad and don't even fuck with them, cause they're going to be mad. And this is what these dudes are. They are going to be mad at the video game establishment and the media, no matter what happens. You know what I mean? And it's gonna take the form of fuck these women, fuck these, companies. It's gonna take the form of all that shit, but at the end of the day, they don't have a point. Cause they ruined it with all their tactics. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anyway,
the worst tactics of the world, yo.
On a side note, I do appreciate all the editors. Like, I went through every site, a major site, and all of the editors, I guess they got together,
mm-hmm.
and they all have released, like, very eloquent statements.
Dude, they tried.
Very nuanced statements about this shit.
You know what's funny? Half of the reason that this shit really popped off is because they tried to squash it the first time in August. Right. When, like, every site wrote a... Look, gamers have to stop trying to take the negative and make it a, what the whole label is about.
Right.
We got to open up to the fact that you can be a gamer and only play Call of Duty, or you could be a gamer and play on your fucking phone. You could be a woman. You could be this. You can be, and they went ape shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the reasons they were able to organize, because they was like, you know, y'all lying. You know, these 14 anti-gamer articles appeared August 28, 2014 to share similar talking points, a coordinated effort to divert attention away from the ethics abuse to false misogyny. So they ganged up behind the idea that all the companies were like, all the gaming sites were like, come on, man, please.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah.
They try to get them out. You're making yourself look stupid.
Right. And they made it worse. The community of gamers rallied under the Twitter hashtag Gamergate to spread news, anti-gamer site, boycott list. More evidence of ethics breaches and victories won. Gamergate was accused of being straight white misogynist men. Hashtag Not Your Shield was born to showcase the group's diversity and tell detractors that hiding behind empty claims of sexism, racism, etc. doesn't make them right. So it's kind of like that thing that MRAs do, mm-hmm. where they show like every woman that's an MRA, and they're like, see, how can we be anti-woman if some of the women is anti-women? That don't make sense.
The
like,
three you have, okay.
But it's like, even if you had 100, if they believe that, the, you know, if they have some of the same negative beliefs and they use some of the same tactics, it don't matter that they're a woman.
Yeah. True.
It's like when they trot out black Republicans. They go, see, we got some black Republicans. I'm like, the ones that think I'm a nigger too? Right. Fuck them.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the motherfucker that's out there with the Darren Wilson shirt on, yo.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't make you, that doesn't help your cause.
Right.
He's a moron too.
Game.
As stupid as you guys are.
Game dev showed support Gamergate by challenging the media and standing up the baseless misogyny smear campaign. They too have been bullied by these social justice warriors. Anyone that uses the term SJW is a troll. Who argues this much on y'all niggas argue too much. SJW, y'all using that now? People who want to impose their own self-righteous morality on others and smear, blacklist anyone who resists. Y'all sound just like every white power movement, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned. And no, I don't support it. And no, I didn't get it wrong. And I see this nigga didn't respond to me when I asked him about gamers being racist after he sent that picture.
You can't. There's no response for it.
Yeah. Back to the news. We got a few minutes left here, so let's do this. I should probably check to see if we got any mail, because niggas had to wait 3 weeks between shows. I know they'd be like, this is from July. Where the fuck are y'all going to talk about this? So let me just make sure we don't have any nerd off mail real quick. Oh, we got one from September from Delano, who says, I don't know if you talked about this, but I thought it was interesting yet misguided and pathetic at the same time. I saw this. Oh, in California, they have a turn in a violent video game and get an ice cream cone thing.
Shit. What?
Yeah. Turn in violent video games, get a free ice cream cone in California County, San Francisco.
No. I'm not giving you $60 for $3.50. What kind of fucking trade is that?
Does Mario count? Because at that point, I'm just going to go buy a bunch of old Nintendo cartridges for like 50 cents.
Yeah. You know, you do step.
Now
you
that's the trade.
You do step on turtles.
That's what I'm saying. Turtles, mushrooms.
Yeah.
Fireworks go off and you jump on the tower.
Back to the news. Back to the news. Gotham got a full season
order.
So never doubted it. Cause nerds will say they won't watch it and then they do. Wonder Woman, the movie, supposed to hit theaters in 2017.
I'm all in. Don't give a fuck what's happening.
As soon as they sold Gal Gadot in that costume, I was like, she getting a movie. So. That seemed obvious.
Yo, and everybody that doesn't realize, nobody's seen Gal Gadot.
Right.
She was already looking thicker
in the one picture.
Nobody's seen her.
She looked. I'm not gonna lie, man. I thought maybe just my eyes and I was tired, but she looked thicker when she came out on stage in San Diego in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she looks a little thicker than I normally seen her. So, everybody saw that picture of Ben Affleck. Look, that them Jim Jones people, like, hey, they know what they doing, yo.
Yeah, that picture, of Ben Affleck. I said, oh, okay.
Hey, Ben Affleck will punch you in your motherfucking face.
What?
Right.
Yeah. I saw that picture. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, never mind then, bro.
Andy had on that Batfleck shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need so one good. Of those joints, yo. That is such good trolling right there. So he comes out all swole, and he has the Batfleck shirt on. Like, just, yeah, man.
Yeah. Hold on, let me tell this nigga. That's like saying Republicans aren't racist because Stacey Dash is one.
Yeah.
Other news. HBO Go is like fuck cable. We'll sell you HBO Go by itself now.
What? Because they want that goddamn money. This is something that I've been saying for very, very long time, that I thought it was weird that they didn't do this, because a lot of people go, I don't have cable. I got Netflix and Hulu Plus. But I want HBO. I want to watch your shit, but I don't want to purchase cable. HBO knows there's too much fucking money that they're leaving out there, and this would prevent people from streaming it illegally, mm-hmm. which is more money in HBO's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know what though? The cable companies are shaking now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're shaking. Already up to 10 million U.S. households are currently broadband only.
Right.
So they just use streaming internet and they watch their shows through Hulu and other places. They stream shows once a month. About 45% of Americans stream television shows at least once a month. The number is expected to increase to 53% by 2018.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. And the problem that I have is this. A lot of the places that have their apps, the apps are fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me y'all make all this goddamn money and y'all can't get IT people in there to make shit user friendly for people that want to use your apps? This is another reason why people go, fuck it, I'd rather use Hulu or Netflix, something that I know that's user friendly.
Here's the last thing, okay, with this. No more of you snobbish motherfuckers talking about, I don't even watch TV. Okay? You're watching TV, you snob. You watch 100 hours of video a month, but it's on your laptop. You're watching TV, motherfucker.
Yes, you are.
If you can tell me the plot of Game of Thrones, you're watching TV. I don't want to hear the bullshit no more. It's time to stop. If HBO is now recognizing enough of you niggas are gaming the system to go get y'all's money, y'all better stop, man. Let's see what else. DC is supposed to be making 11 movies between 2016 and 2020.
God damn.
Yeah. Because they didn't just announce that one. They announced almost all their films in 2019, and then said Cyborg and another Batman film might come out.
Yeah, the number. Here's what they have on this sheet. Now maybe this is bullshit. It's on Cinema Blend. I don't know if they've announced every single thing. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Batman versus Superman, mm-hmm. 2016. Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Fantastic Beasts, and the Lego Ninjago movie.
Oh, okay,
that's Fantastic Beasts, that Harry Potter movie.
Yeah,
Harry Potter. Yeah. They're including those two. Then, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know why those count as DC, but if you tell me, so I guess.
I guess DC must make them.
Yeah, I guess. Wonder Woman.
Yep.
In 2017, Justice League in 2017. Ooh.
Yep.
Mm, that's soon. I like that. Mm-hmm. The Lego Batman movie 2017. Which probably going to be pretty good because people love those Lego movies.
I do.
Yeah. 2018, The Flash.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw they just cast the first and only openly gay black dude in the hero movie.
I thought I saw something about him being gay, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I saw it. It's like, it's cool. A landmark because he's the first openly gay dude. Like, he not, like, Ellen Page and dude to play Magneto came out after they got the roles.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, Fassbender's gay?
Oh, no, yeah. No, the other guy, the other Magneto.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah. No, I was like, wait a minute,
Fassbender, not only is he straight, man, but I think
like,
yeah, I was gonna say, I think he only fuck with sisters too, so
right.
It's a little different. Fantastic Beasts 2, I guess. Lego Movie 2, 2019 Shazam and Justice League 2, 2020 Cyborg, Green Lantern. Oh, relaunching Green Lantern 2020.
I don't know if the Cyborg and the Green Lantern ones are officially confirmed, but okay. That's the talk for those. Yeah.
All right. Well, good for them, man. I like how they're spacing this shit out. We'll see, because all that shit could change. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Terminator Genesis will reset the entire Terminator storyline.
Oh, God, that means there's gonna be more after this.
Yeah, but is there a storyline to this anymore?
You know what, man? I'm fine with it.
Me too. I'd rather you restart it. Get Arnold Schwarzenegger old ass out of here.
I don't care about.
He's in the movie though.
That's the point.
Yeah, he I don't care about the Arnold Schwarzenegger shit. That's not what I'm saying. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this because it's become too confusing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's so confusing.
You got to start over. It's just, I know it. I know it won't be right. I know there's going to be plot holes, but you have to pull a Days of Future Past on this shit. And just start it over.
You gotta do it.
You know, it really is impossible to figure out. If you told me to explain the plot to the Terminator movies, I couldn't right now.
No, that makes no sense.
You know, some of the shit doesn't even happen. Some of the shit happens because the other shit happened, which wouldn't be possible.
He went back in time to save himself.
Yeah.
With a Terminator.
Nigga, the black dude don't invent the Terminators until he finds a part of a Terminator.
That's already made.
That's impossible. It doesn't make sense. It
makes no sense.
So no, I'm not gonna. You're not gonna fucking. You're not. You need to start over.
Also, we got to get up out of here. Get that up out of here. That a black man created a better police.
That
never happened.
Yeah, nigga made Terminator robots and shit. Maybe he was like, the robots won't be racist. They'll just kill all the humans.
Everybody's a nigga.
Now you understand. Hands up, right? You understand, right?
Stop and frisk.
Send them to
We all going down now.
Yeah. Send the Terminators to the Cardinals game.
Oh, no.
Show these niggas.
Oh, man.
PlayStation pulled a smooth move today and celebrated women with the epic sale of movies and games. You know, hashtag Gamergate. That was smooth, dog. Gotta give y'all props, man. You know, that was a move. That's a smooth move.
They're public relations.
Wait, is it actually
people own
Gamergate
tag? No. They just, they just, you know,
slide that on and
slid it on your console on the low. The list of,
PlayStation smart.
They selling like Kill Bill. they selling Blood Rain, Beyond Good and Evil, Bayonetta. Battle Princes of Arcadius, Fat Princess, Gianna Sisters, Twisted Full Dreams Full of Game Unlock, Hatsune Miku. They're selling all Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, anything with women in it. They selling it and it's free, dog. I mean, it's cheap.
They keep winning with that PR, man.
Right.
Dog, they the savviest.
Whoever they paid is like, I'm going to get every dime for y'all, PlayStation.
Yep. Let's see what else. Do you guys know about this lootcrate.com thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I think Phenom uses it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think Phenom just got a shirt, if I'm not mistaken, from.
Yeah, you get free shit in a box once a month that they mail to you, and it only costs like $20 when you add in the shipping and handling per month to stay in this club. And they said it'll have a $40 plus retail value in every crate, and I guess it's random shit. I kind of want to do it.
I've heard of
I'm signing up next week.
Yeah.
You got to sign up by the 19th of the month to get it for that month. And I'm thinking about signing up like in the next 1 day, 7 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah, I think we ought to do it.
Because I have another friend that has it. And like sometimes it'll be like little figures and stuff like that. But other times it's been like video games and shit.
Yeah.
Like, just random shit.
Yeah, man. They have like some example like boxes that people got and shit. And I'm like, I want all those things. So I think I'm going to sign up for it, man. I mean, worst thing that's you know, worst thing that can happen is it sucks, right? So yeah, lootcrate.com. Look into that, nerds. Let's see what else. Oh, there's a plan to use virtual reality to help soldiers from getting PTSD, where they send you into, like for medical techs, they send you into a virtual battlefield where people are hurt and injured, and you learn how to deal with that before you actually touch the field. I just thought it was interesting that we can use technology for that purpose at this point, but, you know, also kind of sad and sick.
Right.
Well, and see, the thing is, Rod, I used to work right next to the company in Kentucky.
Yeah.
That creates all the virtual reality headsets and rooms for the military. I found out about this like 2 years ago. And they said that they've already been testing it, and like it's been helping. Like they've already been implementing it overseas.
Okay.
Like, because when he came and got a phone from me, and I, you know, was just talking to him. I was like, "Oh, what is this industries?" He's like, "Yeah, this is what we do." He said they have rooms. It's not just a headset. It's an entire room that you get immersed in. It's crazy.
Yeah. Let me tell this dude, I gotta block him. He won't even.
Guess what? I guess he's not premium anymore. He already been in the chat.
I'm just gonna say you won't even answer my simple question about gamers being racist. All right, so yeah, let's go back to the news. Sony's doing a new update, 2.0 system update, that will add some features to the PS4. And I know I'm in the beta program for Xbox One, so I guess I already seen the updates that people are getting this October. So, right. You know, it's not new to me, and if you've been listening to the show, you already know about it. But they basically added, like, you know, video support and shit and some snap features and all that shit. Where's it at? Oh, USB music player. So now you can play your music in the background now with your USB music player. Change colors. So you can add a theme to your thing. Players you may know.
For Sony, right?
Sony, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Players you may know. So now I suggest players that you might know in the What's New section. Enhancements to live broadcasting, content area and library, enhancement voice commands, and add to library for all this stuff. They had a backup data thing, but apparently that's not going to come yet. It was in an earlier, so I don't know. Maybe next time. What else? For $1,000 you can buy realistic Attack on Titan gear.
I mean, if you got it.
It don't work. For the record, it don't work.
Oh, like gear you can put on?
Yeah, you can wear it. But, nigga, if you try to swing from some trees, your ass gonna die.
Yes, you are. So you ain't gonna make it.
I can't wait for the first motherfucking, I can't wait for that first, like, Asian man sues, maneuver gear.
So they had the stuff you put around your waist. Oh.
Yeah, the gear that you wear on your legs.
Man, somebody gonna shoot that shit up and kill themselves.
Yeah, I'm putting it in the chat so y'all can see it. But you know, it came with the swords and
it looked dope.
Suspension gear. Yeah, I mean, you could wear it for Halloween or something. But nigga, don't you put that shit on and try to jump from a building. Your ass going to die. And I'm gonna laugh too. Anyway, Robert Downey Jr. is gonna be in Iron Man 3. Captain America 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm for that.
Yeah, me too. I don't have a problem.
It's just funny because right before that announcement, everybody was saying he was dead and he was done with the shit and he wasn't going to come back and probably wouldn't make it out of Avengers 2 and shit. Mm-hmm.
He loves playing that role.
Exactly. Right.
That role is him now. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, he did such a good job too. It's going to be really hard if they ever reboot this to get somebody better than him because he loves that role.
Yep.
You know the crazy thing about, and this is like the thing that goes undersaid when we talk about where we're at now with these nerd movies and things like that, and even TV shows. We now have good actors and actresses who are not just doing these movies, they love them.
Right.
Like, I was there when Robert Downey Jr. came out this year for San Diego, and he's so into the role. And then you could tell that he wears his demeanor wears off on the other members of the cast, and they're all just so happy to be there and so happy to do this stuff, even if they don't know the characters and have the background that we have on them as nerds, they love doing it. Stephen Amell has completely taken over that role on Arrow, and he loves it. He watches the show with everybody. He live tweets it. I remember one dude during Comic-Con, he tried to say there and during a try to say that what is Stephen Amell going to do when Arrow's done and he can't act anymore? Blah, blah, blah. Probably talk some bad shit. And Stephen Amell retweeted him and was like, I think you left the question mark off the end of that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yo, he is just he's so like it's so good. Glenn Close talked about how much fun she had doing Guardians of the Galaxy, how she hopes to be back.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Glenn Close.
Nigga, yeah. We cover stuff on here all the time where it's actors that are normally considered too good for this shit, mm-hmm. begging to get back in.
Cause it's guaranteed money.
Dude, my man that played, in Iron Man 3,
Guy Pearce?
Yes.
Oh yeah. He needs something.
He was like, come on, man. Let me just, No, it wasn't him. It was, no, it's the other.
Mandarin.
The Mandarin. The Indian dude. Sir something. He a knight. Ben Kingsley. Was like, I know I got Oscars. I know I can do any indie movie I want. But can y'all please rewrite it so that, like, the Mandarin was just bullshitting? Please?
Please let me back in.
I won't be in another comic book movie.
I won't have fun.
Yeah. I had a good time, and I would love to come back. I didn't realize we was going to make that much money. Like, this is a different era, dude. When we can shit on Ben Affleck for being Batman... Right. What, nigga? Like, that was actually the realization I had that made me turn around on that. Like, I was mad for a good 36 hours. And then I realized, like, wait a minute. Christian Bale and Christopher Nolan did three movies about Batman.
Right.
I used to watch Adam West pretend to climb a building by walking up the side of, by walking, like, with his back stooped over.
Yeah.
And a rope off screen and him talking about, come on, chum. You know?
Right. We used to watch them hit people and Wham would come across the goddamn screen. Come
I saw
on, dog.
This nigga had shark repellent.
That shark repellent.
Yes, nigga. Shit changed, dog. So I'm not mad at all. I'm 100% on board this shit, man. Like, you know why? Cause that you get a guy like Ben Affleck, what does he do? Take it serious. Next thing you know, right. Nigga looking like a fucking buff ass Bruce Wayne. Like less than, you know, less than a year later, I'm looking at this dude like, is that Bruce Wayne or is that, oh, that's Ben Affleck? Oh.
Wait, and that was for Gone Girl?
Yeah, right.
Wait
a minute, why is Bruce Wayne dating the chick from Alias? Oh, that's Ben Affleck. Oh, shit, my bad. Speaking of big name actresses and actors doing crazy like roles, and I think this is the next wave, by the way. Scarlett Johansson is rumored to be up for the role of the graphic novel adaptation of Ghost in the Shell.
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes!
Yeah.
Ooh, nigga.
I love that. Oh,
now, listen, for the record, we don't know that she will get it. We don't know whatever, but the fact that they're making this movie.
Right.
The fact that she's even, like, being considered or is considering it, mm-hmm. that they offered her $10 million. That's promising as fuck.
Hey, Scarlett Jo and Ghost in the Shell. Oh my god.
I'm in.
Gotta thank Pacific Rim.
Oh
right.
Mm-hmm. Del Toro got us that he got us that seriousness, dog, because he made that money.
He did make that money.
And everything's been making more money overseas than at home lately too.
Right. So people are gonna start making stuff. They were like, right. Okay, we love y'all America, but fuck y'all.
This the next wave, dog.
Right. Money's over there. America is gonna be second. They're gonna be like, mm-hmm. if we make the money over there, and a lot of openings now are opening over there first before right. they even come over here.
What if we get like a, man, I don't wanna speculate, but what if we get like a Cowboy Bebop or some shit?
Let's not talk about
man.
That. Don't bring that in my soul.
And Rob, I know you don't like the movie, but I mean, and the pretentiousness that came from it, it's kind of turned me on it too. But
yeah.
This is also coming from Lucy. She made $400 million in that movie.
Yep.
Right.
Mainly from overseas.
Mainly from overseas, dog. People didn't realize it was a foreign movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
They showed up thinking it was Scarlett Johansson, but now that she's shown some willingness and made that money, You know she's looking for some more of that money, dog.
Hey, mm-hmm. Plus she still got that, you know, that Marvel money coming in. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, she could pretty much this time write her own check for whatever she wants.
Right. Go do her Oscar-worthy, like, independent movie.
Right.
And then slide right back into some action every year for the next 4 or 5 years.
Or longer.
Like clockwork if she wants to. You know what I mean? Right. So, yeah, dog. And if Ghost in the Shell makes any money, you already know they're going to pop that into a series.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I saw that shit and I was like, see, man.
Yes. That Cowboy Bebop has got to be one of my favorite ones. And you know what? And if they do that, another one, I would, but I don't know if they could do it. If they do like a Samurai 7, that right there would be greatness.
We are living in great nerd times right now.
And I tell people that and I was like, what the fuck are y'all complaining about? Do y'all not remember the bullshit that we got when we was kids?
Mm-hmm. I used to get beat up for talking about Ghost in the Shell and I ain't really beat up, but getting fights about Ghost in the Shell and shit like that. And now it's just like happenstance. Yep. Like, oh, well, you know, they might be doing it. Like, nigga, what?
And last thing, Chris, man, what's this I hear about? We might get a Supergirl show on CBS.
Yeah. So, CBS, I think they're doing a pilot. They might be considering doing the pilot for Supergirl on CBS. Yeah,
because everybody about that money. Everybody's realizing that some of these shows are their highest rated shows because didn't you read something or send something out about how a lot of their dramas on some of these other networks are like doing terribly? So got to find something else.
Oh, yes. It actually says they have bypassed in development and pilot and said they are actually given to a serious commitment. So. Yeah. Okay. Supergirl.
Yeah, I couldn't remember where they were because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, Karen, you're right. The people were talking about how Agent of Shield's ratings are low. The thing about the Agent of Shield thing is they include the +3 DVR ratings, and two, when you look at the other shows that are coming out around that time, their ratings are just around the same area that Agent of Shield or Agent of Shield is beating them.
Mm-hmm.
So these shows are doing better, mm-hmm. and it's where the money's at. And eventually, we always say, we'll run into a time when we they're making bad shows. But how long did we go with Law and Order and all these other police procedurals or the hospital shows and things like that? We went decades for that shit.
Right, so, before they started getting bad.
Yep. So,
it's our turn, man. It's nerd's turn. It's our turn to be the ones on top, doing this shit. So I'm fine with this.
Yeah. Nerds grew up. Surprise. Yep. Guess what we do? Mm-hmm. We control everything.
Right.
Yep. So I'm happy. All right, man. This is in it for another Nerd Off. Make sure you check out my man, Chris, Movie Trailer Reviews, movietrailerreviews.net. Is your comic book club, are you doing that on Spreecast or anything? It's just,
Yeah, we're going to leave it on Spreecast because Spreecast is always changing their shit up. So now they have, the videos will always be there, but they also allow pay-per-view video now on that. So it's a weird thing. But yeah, we'll be doing it on Spreecast. So it'll be live in an hour on Spreecast. And it'll be up on my feed and on Stitcher. So just search for Movie Trailer Reviews and you'll see it. Comic Book Club Saga this week and then Justice League 1-6 next week.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the guy just said we are not harassing women after he just sent me a picture of someone that allegedly is harassing Gamergate people.
Mm-hmm. These niggas.
But he just said earlier, and I just retweeted it, females who support Gamergate has also received death threats too, won't proof. But, I mean, doesn't also mean as well, nigga? Like, yeah, I can't believe this dude listens to our show. I'm ashamed of him. All right, man. make sure you also check out Black Astronauts Podcast, who is now up right now. You can go vote for it. Black Web Blog Award.
Mm-hmm.
One of the finalists, right? Like in podcast category, I think.
Yeah, it's us, the Read, Good and Terrible Show, and the Shiznit, and two other shows. I'm not sure who they are. But yeah, go vote for us.
Yeah, go vote for them, man. Black podcasting. You know, stick together. And vote for the winner. And You know, turn each other into enemies. That's what I say, dude. but yeah, make sure you guys do that and follow both of these guys on Twitter at Insanity Report and at Ashy3Classy. Really appreciate you fellas coming through for this.
We do.
Thank you in the chat room, everyone who took the time out to listen live. We appreciate you guys too.
Oh wait, your emails. Did you get some?
Did I get an email?
No, remember you said you had to read.
Yeah, I read it. It was that Delfrano email where he said that turning your guns, video games, okay, and get ice cream.
Cool.
That was such bullshit. Nigga, you better go to TCBY Yoga and get you some fucking.
Right. Come on, y'all.
Save your ass some money and play your game. All right, man. We'll talk to y'all next time. Peace out.